I called this meeting to order on Monday, February 9, 2026, in the Joe Crowley Student Union, room 332, Frankie Sue DePalpa, President Conference Room, at 7:02 p.m. Moving on to line item two, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting dates? So here's the agenda. Posted it on the 3rd of this month at 3:32 p.m. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, the time, and location listed on the agenda? Yes. And is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. So then, now we will now move on to line item four. Roll call.
Director Navarte.
Present.
Commissioner Campbell.
Present.
Commissioner Ottaviano.
Present.
Commissioner Mumalaneni.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. We'll now move on to line item three, land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of Nuu, Washoe, Niue, Nuu peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. All right, we'll now move on to line item five, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Hi, this is Amy Kokas, and I just wanted to jump on really quick to say that I'm really excited about all the events that you guys have coming up. I can't wait to attend some of them and just keep up the good work.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, is there any other public comment at this time? Okay. All right. We'll now move on to line item six, adoption of minutes. All right, I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes from January 8, 2026. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous consent.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campbell. Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. All right. And then I'm also seeking a motion to approve the minutes from January 26th of 2026 by unanimous consent. I move to approve the minutes by unanimous consent. Second by Commissioner Mumalaneni. Is there any dissent to this motion? Okay. Seeing none, the motion carries. Okay. All right. We'll now move on to line item eight, report. Go first. I'll send you my script.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everyone. So I hope everything is going well. And I just wanted to give you guys some updates since our last meeting. So although I had a few rough patches afterwards, things have been manageable in the department. 2 weeks ago, I met with my intern to discuss Fusion, which is the multiracial event that is happening on March 16. And then we kind of just reviewed our progress. And then I also reported in President Cabinets about our upcoming events, such as the Black Culture Fest, the Fusion, Love in the Pack, and all of that. I met with the Commissioner Mumalaneni to go over the social justice pamphlets, which is so great. I'm really excited for the social justice pamphlets coming up this semester. And just did a general check-in with the officer. And then I had a check-in with the Senior Associate Director of Student Engagement, which is Amy, as well as other several advisors. And then last week, I met with my interns for Fusion again, just to kind of check in, and we decided to inform the Joe Crowley Student Union about our like setups and just sent over our draft to finalize the Joe setup. So I also met with DSJI, Lee Tyson, and the DEI coordination for the residential halls. That same day, I connected with the Multicultural Center, especially the Latin coordinators, with their social workers to discuss collaboration for the Black Culture Festival and kind of just exploring our ways in terms of how we can better support one another for the multicultural. And then additionally, I met with the student initiatives regarding the photo booth, so which is now confirmed for both Fusion and Black Culture Fest. And this paper right here is just kind of like, you know, like their little, like, I would say, like, just kind of like the details about the photo booth and so on. So, I mean, you guys can take a look at it, but yeah, I just want to pass it around. So that's pretty much it. I think everyone is just super nice and super supportive during this semester, and not only this semester but last semester as well. So I'm very, very appreciative of just everyone overall supporting the Department of IDEA, supporting, you know, all of us, the departments, and just the ongoing initiatives. And we also had a retreat, so it was really fun. I know it was such a long day for us. I know it was such a long day for us, but I'm just really grateful for everyone just being there, participating, and engaging with one another. I think it turned out really great. And then lastly, I did mention in the presentation during the retreat, we did had a certificate, which I forgot to mention. We did have a United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's recognition for just kind of, you know, for just the Department of IDEA. It's a certificate of commendation, so if you guys would like to see that. And then the certificate for special recognition or congressional recognition presented by ASU and IDEA. This was signed by just the Senate, not ASU and Senate, but the United States Senate. So if you guys want to take a look at that. So those are just like my reports, and I am just really thankful for having you guys here, just like the overall department. So that's just my report. Okay, that's it for me. All right, do you guys have any questions, concerns, comments? Okay. All right, perfect. All right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to Commissioner Campbell.
Okay, for the record, Commissioner Campbell speaking. Recently, I've been managing the IDEA internship program and have contacted Assistant Director Cook of Sustainability, Director Sosa of Campus Wellness, and Director Mendoza of Campus and Public Relations to present their departments to the interns in the following weeks. I've also been organizing logistics, materials, and arrangements for Shredded Crown, including contacting Donald Griffin, one of the founders of the nonprofit organization, Black Wall Street, for donations this Thursday around 12 to 1:30 p.m. to deliver any of the donations we received from the event. I've also met with my intern following our return to talk about organizing the event logistics of placement board decorations, moving of tables, that we've been relocated, and also their ability to be at the event. I've also worked with Commissioner Ottaviano to have promotional posts on Instagram for Share the Crown that were just posted as of today. I've also been spacing out check-ins with the interns about upcoming events. Additionally, with Director Navarte, I met with DSJI Lee Tyson to touch bases of future collaborations and events and communication, mostly understanding their goals and vice versa. And then I successfully had a communication to keep Angela Taylor up to date about IDEA's Black Heritage Month events in Nevada today. Good. Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Ottaviano.
Commissioner Ottaviano, for the record. I had met with my intern in the recent weeks to go over the Amazon items that we want to order for the Black Cultural Festival, and we finalize those items and finalize the budget for that. I also reached out to a club and orgs commissioner for the Multicultural Coalition for some outreach for our Black Cultural Festival to see if there are some clubs or organizations that want to get involved in any way with this event, and I'm looking forward to hearing back on that. And as Director Navarte mentioned, we met with the Multicultural Center representatives to discuss cooperation and collaboration for the Black Cultural Festival to see how we can help each other with that. And then I have continued work on the marketing and communication with Inkblot for Black Cultural Festival, Fusion, Love in the Pack, and Share the Crown.
Are there any questions? All right, seeing none, moving on to Commissioner Otegano, Commissioner Mumalaneni.
This morning, I met with my intern and I taught them how to submit an EMS Impact Life request, and I resubmitted the EMS Impact Life request for the new Women's History Month tabling date, which will be March 18th, because March 23rd was in fact the first spring break and I didn't realize. I also finished the social justice drafts and I met with Director Navarte to go over it, and I also sent out the draft to Government Affairs for their feedback, which I got back, and I will be finalizing that this week. And I will also be checking in again with Planned Parenthood Club to see if they still want to continue their collaboration with the event and also tell them about the date change.
Are there any questions? All right, seeing none. All right, we will now move on to line item 9, old business. All right, guys, for old business, just for like just a little bit of refresher, right? Before we started, we had a little training, and just, you know, like a refresher for everybody that our mission here in the Department of IDEA is to empower the acronym of IDEA, inclusion, diversity, equity, and access, by fostering inclusion through diverse cultures and traditions, events, initiatives, whether it could be social justice packets, right, and promoting equity so that every member of our community, which is a student in campus, not just that, but the staff and just everybody in campus, but most importantly, PAC students has equal access and opportunity and support. So now, just going back to it, for the Share the Crown, just kind of reiterating that any advocacy events should be all open to all students and regardless of their background. So even if these are made on certain like cultures or gender-wise, for example, like the Black Culture Fest, we want to make sure that the students here on campus feel like they are able to participate to these events. So that's what matters. And as to why IDEA is, there's a Department of IDEA. We want to make sure that it's open to all students, regardless of the events, regardless of, the initiatives that we have. And so now with that being said, for the Share the Crown, right, it's right around the corner. And so again, it is going to be Wednesday at 4 to 6 p.m. in the second floor of the Joe Crowley. So with this, we want to be able to make sure that some of our students participate and they actually know why we're doing this. And so just letting you guys know, moving on, this is a team effort, okay? So we want to make sure that our friends, we will be able to see our friends, invite them, let them know that this is for the Black Wall Street and also for the students on campus. They can keep the kit or they can try to donate it to the Black Wall Street Reno. And just letting you guys know that we did manage, Commissioner Campbell and I, we did manage to kind of, save some items just to make sure that we have enough items to donate to the Black Wall Street Reno. So there's that. So if there aren't enough kits for them and, hypothetically, some of the students, they decide to keep their kits, then we have more items that we kept on the side. Does that make sense? So we should be good. And so, like I said, this is a team effort, work equally. And so work are expected in each officer is distributing equal amount of work, whether that is from planning, setup, picking up food items, closing or cleaning up afterwards. And this also goes to the rest of the events until the new sessions. So we have about 9 weeks, guys. 9 weeks is crazy. And so we're almost there. Don't you worry. But if you guys end up staying in ACUN, I don't really mind at all. So that is up to your discretions. But anyways, so just a reminder, we also have like bags, so we can, during the share the crowd, we can also like bring the bags that we got from Amazon. I don't know if you guys know that we have this like bags just like in the office, you know, the color-coded bags. Does that look familiar? No,
you guys might have not seen it because I put it away for space purposes.
That was Commissioner Campo. And then so yeah, we did kind of like kept it in the closet just for future, you know, tabling. So we also have bags, so feel free to, you know, with all your guys' events and stuff like that, feel free to grab a bulk of those bags and give it to the students, because that's why we decided to purchase them. It's for if we do have tablings, we have certain items that we can give out to students during tabling. So there's that. And so with that being said, Bea, please, or sorry, Commissioner Campbell, please take it from here about like the Share the Crown logistics and stuff like that, and what you need help and how we can support you.
Beautiful. Commissioner Campbell, for the record. So, as you guys know, we got relocated to the food court. So that is, instead of being out like closer to like the vendors and everything, we're more in front of like fraternity and sorority life office and right there by the wool shop. So right now the layout is what's given here. And so what's gonna happen is there's 4 different stations.
Sorry, there's four different stations
that will be for Share the Crown.
That's the layout.
And so at the very first table, that's gonna be where it's more like a check-in and welcome procedure where we introduce the students to what the event is. That will be mostly managed by me and Brianna, where we'll be switching different stations every now and then, but we'll take care of the first part of it. Right behind us are gonna be 2 tables that are gonna be the first 2 stations for like shampoo and conditioner. That's where most of the activity will be closer to towards the front. And then they're gonna be processed down to these 2 tables that are gonna be connected. Here at the very bottom, that's more like where they'll get the hand creams, the deodorants, and we'll make personalized like words of affirmation, basically just little comforts and words towards the people that they're donating or maybe to themselves. And then the very last table, someone will be there to make sure that they completed the kits, accept any kits that are being donated, and then give them a ticket so people here in the back who are doing food distribution can see that they completed instead of just walking forward. Right now, I'm planning for the food to be potentially picked up around 2 or 2:30. Is anybody potentially available to do pickup? This is going to be from Chick-fil-A that is closer to the end of Reno, going towards kind of like Guasha and Carson. Oops. I just know that it's more like closer towards DeMonte, if anybody knows where that is. Yeah. So would anybody have the ability to do that real quick?
Yeah. What is it? Next Wednesday?
This for this Wednesday.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I have to check my work this real quick. I get off of work at 4, so sorry.
Director Novarte, for the record, I get off class like after 2, so then I would be able to pick up the food on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like in between 2.
Commissioner Campbell, I was planning for someone to get it around at 2:30.
Okay.
And it's okay if the food arrives a little bit late towards the very beginning, because they'll still be doing activities leading towards it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm director Novartis for the record. I can pick up the food. Yes.
And then throughout the event, I at least need one person or two just kind of helping with food distribution around 3. If not, I could check in with the interns as well to see their availability. And then everything else, me and Brian should be able to control the activity and the welcome part. So if, does anyone have any availability time between 4 to 6?
Director of MELP, Commissioner Molinae, for the record. I have time from 4 to 5, if that works.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. And then cleanup, that should be easy, but is anyone also available and might want to help up with the cleanup process? That would be between 6 to 7.
Commissioner Taviano, I can.
Okay, perfect. And then everything else should be fine there. I'll check in with the intern, and if not, I have full faith that me and Brianna could also just exist and make sure that it processes by itself. And then lastly, the next day after, Director Navarte, I and Brianna will be doing the donation delivery to Black Wall Street. That is, again, around 12 to 1:30. If anyone is interested in coming for photography purposes or talking with Donald Griffin, you're more than welcome to join us.
Director Navarte for the record. And I think this is a great opportunity to also talk to Donald in regards to the Black Wall Street and how they first started, and ask a few questions, as well as I think it would be a great pictures for the team as well, if you guys would like to join us. However, no pressure there if you're busy. We're all busy as students and other have other priorities and clubs and orgs and organizations that we have other than ASUN, so you don't have to, but yes, feel free to come with us on Thursday for that photo shoot, a little photo shoots, and just to kind of chit chat with the, I believe he's the director,
one of the founders.
One of the founders, so that's, I feel like that's a great opportunity for us to make connections, but as well as to get to know more about the Black Wall Street, you know. So yeah. All right, does anyone have any questions in regards to that? Yes,
so I have a question regarding like the event. Is there like a plan for like maybe a student, if they want to like keep a hair kit, they also may want to donate, or are they just like, is there no requirement for them to like donate at all?
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, there is no requirement. Mostly for them is to be a part and do an activity that's based within that culture of like unity and just kind of getting a feel for it. They're more than welcome to make multiple kits if they want to keep one and donate the other one, and if not, that's up to their discretion.
I have a question. This is Amy. Is that okay?
Yes, let me go to public comment. We'll now move on to public comment. Line item 11, public comment.
Yeah, I have 2 things. Once you guys take some photos, make sure to send it over to public relations so it can get posted. And then 2, if you do have a lot of kits, I understand that you've already are going to give them to Black Wall Street, which is a wonderful organization. But you, if you have a couple, if you could consider donating a couple to PAC Provisions, we can keep them in the kind of the back area, then, and then we can give them out on certain requests. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Is there any questions? Comments? Okay, perfect. So we'll now move on to all business. Again, line item 9. Yeah, we would. This is Director Navarte for the record. And we would love to, if you do have any extra items, Amy, we would love to donate it to Pack Provisions or Pack the Pantry. And I was going to say something. Oh, yes. To answer your questions as well, right? Just to kind of add on to that, is that so it has been decided to, I think it's very important for us to serve both our communities. I know that in before traditionally that it has been donated to Black Wall Street. And this year, one of our goals is to kind of expand more on what really IDEA is. I know that traditionally all of the items goes to Black Wall Street in Reno. And we, you know, we are serving the students. We also have to note that we're also serving the students here in campus. And we want to make sure that they feel a part of that event, regardless of their gender, their ethnicity, right, their background. So in order for us to promote those diversity and equal access to everyone and just feeling like included, we want to be able to make sure that other students feel like they can also be a part of other cultures. So that's the reason why we decided, okay, why don't we just serve the students in campus and make them, and you know, what is Share the Crown, right? Make them feel or make them experience it, and as well as serving the community, which is the Black Wall Street in Reno. So just having those balance, I feel like it definitely promotes the whole Department of IDEA, like what is IDEA. So does that answer your question a little bit? Okay, all right. Any other questions? All right, perfect. Okay. All right, moving on to line item 10, new business. Okay, so I just need to approve this and we'll talk about it a little bit more. Actually, let me just approve it. Okay, so for diversity calendar, you guys, so for diversity calendar and budget, so diversity calendar, as you can see, everyone has access to it, and it has been updated. And to be transparent with you guys, we do have 14K. No, our budget is very public, so I can say that, right? So we do have 14K budget for this fiscal, for the semester, and for our department, however, this is just, you know, this does not mean like certain our budget is sufficient for all of our events that we plan for this semester. And so, okay. So meaning that each of these events have certain budgets, and some of these events are, the court, the officers and interns coordinates those events. And so if you are given a certain budget for each project, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone's well aware that I just want you to know that to be wiser and be resourceful and be very frugal, because we do have necessary items, or we do have extra items in the office that we could possibly use for these events. So for example, we have tablecloth. The tablecloth from Pack Without Borders, we could use those in some of our events or tabling. So just be very wise in terms of like buying new tablecloth. So, you know, just to make sure. But if, for example, red doesn't really go with the, for example, Black Culture Fest, that's totally fine by me. Or the Women's History Month, right? Tabling, if it doesn't go with that table, that's totally fine by me. But just be aware that we do have extra stuff in the office that we can, you know, possibly use for future events, and we don't actually have to spend more into our budget, because we want to have fun during our last get together as a Department of IDEA, right? So just be very careful with that. And then we also have chips in the office, just letting you guys know. So feel free to use them while working or every meeting that we will have, which is formal meetings. I will be bringing chips for our, you know, for us, but as well as our, if there's anyone that would like to come in and just to kind of watch us do our meeting. And then, okay. All right. Does anybody have any questions in regards to budgets or diversity calendar, anything like that? Okay. All right. Seeing none, we'll now move on to Love in the Pack. All right. So let me just approve that first. Okay. We'll now, okay. I'm going to move on to, okay. So I'm seeking motion to approve the budget for Love in the Pack. I move to approve the Love in the Pack budget.
A second.
Second by Commissioner Ottaviano. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say
A.
A. With that, the motion passes. Okay. All right. So for Love in the Pack, so just letting you guys know, okay, so Love in the Pack is on March, or not March, oh my god, I'm sorry. This will be this week. It will be on Friday, February 13th, Casey Breezeway, just, you know. And just to kind of elaborate more on this, like what the event is for. And so Valentine's Day event is kind of seen as a celebration of partnerships, right? Like if you have a partner, like you're dating someone, and that's totally fine. But, you know, just kind of wanted to expand a little bit more as to why we're doing Love in the Pack. And so Love in the Pack, we want to be able to celebrate love in the university. And so to feel the love in the air for the students, for our professors, for our families. And so as to why, what we're going to do during that event is we're going to hand out flowers. And so not just flowers, but we also have candies and activities in which I need help to kind of brainstorm. Unfortunately, me and the other interns who is coordinating this event, I could not reach out. But that is totally fine. I saw your head. I was like, wait, what? Sorry. And then, so unfortunately, I will be taking over, and I am open to any ideas in regards to like just the engagement. How are we going to make sure that most of our students here in, you know, students that are passing by the KC, they want to approach the table. They want to be able to ask, why are we doing this? Or what is this for? And give them, you know, just a little bit of information about like what are we and why are we doing this for the students. So does anyone have any kind of like ideas on how we can go about the engagement part? How can other students kind of participate? Maybe like any games, ideas? I did find kind of like a index card. So maybe they can write a letter to themselves, write a letter to the people that they love, and then we can give them like candies and flowers afterwards. I don't know. It's really up to you guys. What do you guys think?
Commissioner Campbell, for the record, we could potentially use the whiteboard since we haven't used it since maybe Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
If they want, they could also write on it about like who do they love, who do they appreciate. That would be almost a way for engagement or some small activity that could be held up for everybody to see as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one small suggestion.
Anyone else? Does anyone else have any ideas?
Commissioner Tavin, for the record. I know you said we had like index cards. I don't know if we would maybe have sticky notes or something, but I was thinking of possibly something similar to the Northern Nevada Pride, like,
mm-hmm.
Just positive messages, or, you know,
okay.
Something like that.
Oh, okay. That's great. Questions? Answers? Questions? Okay. All right. Okay. So, Director Novartu for the record. So what we can do for the engagement part is, unfortunately, we do not have a sticky notes. So we would have to buy sticky notes, which means that I would have to put it in the... We won't have time. So as for the whiteboards that we used for the Northern Data Pride, I think that is a good idea. And as well as, we could just use the index. So how about this? We use the board so they can write on the board, and they can also write on those index cards and just write for their loved ones and whoever they want to write it to. Does that seem a little bit fair or a good engagement? Okay. I know we can, after that, after they do that, we can just give them the kisses, or, they can pick any chocolates, candies they want, and then a flower. So, yeah. Cool, yeah. Does anyone have any questions? Perfect. All right. Okay, moving on to line item 10C, Black Culture Festival items. Let's just go ahead and approve that. I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for Black Culture Festival items. So I move to approve the Black Culture Festival items, which is the Amazon budget.
I second.
Second by Commissioner Campo. All those in favor say A. All those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say O.
Okay.
With that, the motion passes. All right. So, moving on. Okay. So then the Black Culture Fest, just kind of want to go over the items with you guys and just the Amazon request, and just talk a little bit more about it. Okay, so these are just the, so this is the event proposal. Like mentioned before, it is on March 6th of 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. In the Joe Crowley Student Union Ballroom, and the expected attendance would be more than 100 students and families as well. So we will be inviting, it is open to the community, it's also open to the students and their families. And so with that being said, the Amazons that we ordered is the balloon arch. So these are just the balloon arch. The color that they, the Commissioner Ottaviano and his intern have decided is kind of like a black and gold theme color. And so they have decided to arch. So make it very festive, you guys. So this is going to be a really great, I feel really great about this festival. And then we also have tablecloth. And then we decided to just do kind of like a, oh my god, so sorry, they got kicked out.
For the love in the pack or not?
No. Oh, wait. Yes.
Did I miss that?
Yes. There is...
Like, did we do that or no?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It's a motion. Yeah. It's a budget.
It was a budget. Yeah, I missed that. Sorry.
Okay. Oh my god. Totally kicked out everybody. Sorry, Justin. That would be open for all. All right, you guys. Okay, so let's continue. Okay, so like what I was saying earlier, we will have, so we decided we decided to do either the rectangle tables or the circle ones. So Commissioner Tiviano and his intern decided to do the circle ones. So that's very cool. Love that. And then there's another arch and the balloons. I'm showing this to you guys just in case you maybe would would want to apply any of these ideas to your guys' event. So just for future reference. And then we also have utensils, so black utensils, the plates, as well as green plates. I believe this is from last year's session's idea, the green plates, and so, and then the cups. We also have, oh yeah, the balloon pumps. Pretty cool, and napkins. Okay, all right, that is it. Any other questions in regards to the Amazon stuff? No? Okay, perfect. And then, I'm so sorry, Commissioner Tsubiano, but I will let you take the stage in regards to the logistic parts of the Black Culture Fest and how we can better help or support you in this.
Commissioner Tsubiano, for the record. So, as Director Navarrete just went over, we have a lot of like the decorations and the visual aspects of the event sorted out. We have kind of the layout of how we want the room to look like. We have the rectangle tables for the food and for tablers, so that students can visit that area to get the food, talk to different organizations, community partners, things like that. And then there's the round tables for them to sit, eat, chat, maybe do some activities or something if they want to just sit down and take a break. Right now we're still in the process of determining the food, as well as who exactly is going to be there. We want to have different like on-campus organizations there to both table and to possibly speak, or just have something to engage students who have who are there at the event. So we're still waiting to hear back from the organizations to see who actually is interested. So hopefully they'll reach out soon so we can know actually who wants to be there. But that's kind of what we're currently doing, is finding out who wants to be there, who can we get to table and speak, and
Director Navarrete, for the record, thank you for that presentation. Commissioner Tiviano. So just to kind of add onto it, I really just want to thank the Multicultural Center, because they really, they have said that they are able to help us with setups and stuff like that, and just giving us an extra hand. So really, really, I really appreciate them. In terms of that event, I would like to know now, like, if anyone is able to make it or isn't able to make that event.
Commissioner Campbell, I can be there for the entirety of setup till cleanup.
Okay. Setup and cleanup. So
I'm here there for the entire
the whole. Okay. Moving on to line item 10D, flyers and posters and printing. Okay, so I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for flyers and posters and printing in LRC, and I move to approve the budget for the flyers and posters and printing for the social justice packets and the Know Your Rights cards. Second by Commissioner Momola Neni. All those in favor say A, all those opposed say nay. Any abstentions say oi.
A.
Okay. Perfect. With that, the motion passes. All right, and one last thing that we will talk about is the flyers and posters printing. So, like mentioned before, Commissioner Momola Neni did finish her draft for the social justice packets. And also, a lot of people, actually, from DSJI residential halls have been asking us for the Know Your Rights cards. So, and the social justice packets in ASUN, like, in each of the, not each, but, like, some of the ASUN body, student bodies. So they've been really asking a lot of things about that, and we will be printing out a lot as well for the tabling for the Women's History Month. And so I just wanted to exactly know who would be able to kind of help print those out and help out like the folding parts, because the folding part is really not that fun, guys. I watched Commissioner Mavola Neni did all of them, mostly all of them. And Commissioner, sometimes they switch, but Commissioner Campbell as well. They switch sometimes, but yeah, and I do feel bad for making them fold it. So does anybody would like to volunteer and maybe help fold them after it, you know, it gets printed out, as well as the Know Your Rights card, like just the cutting aspects of it, because I know that the LRC, sometimes they would not be able to cut it because of the borders are kind of unevenly when they print it out. So we would have to cut it ourselves, which is not fun. Sometimes it is kind of, for me, I think it's very good with like, just, you know, kind of like an activity for a while, but it is a lot. And my hands started to hurt before when I started cutting them. So it would be wonderful to just kind of know, it's like, who would be able to help Commissioner Mumalanini with her social justice packets, as well as the Know Your Rights card. Does anyone want to volunteer? Okay, perfect. Okay, so which one?
Commissioner Campbell, I could do either or, cutting and folding, as I've done multiple times.
Okay, let's do, how about this? What about you, Commissioner Tiviano?
Whichever.
Okay, whichever. Okay, so how about this? For the folding part, because I know, how about folding part, we'll do me and Jada, or Commissioner Tiviano. And then for the cutting part, we'll do Commissioner Campbell and me. And then for the printing part, we'll do Commissioner Mumbada Nani. Is that okay? Okay, perfect.
Commissioner Mumbada Nani, first of all, thank you. Also, when I went to the LRC, when I printed all the stuff out last time, they did say something about the printer possibly folding it for us. They just, the dude working couldn't figure it out that day, and we were on a time crunch, but this time I could actually talk to them about it and see, because we have more time in advance now, and maybe it'll take the folding off of our plates.
Perfect. Director Navarro, for the record, that is so great to hear. However, we want to make sure that, so the first social justice packets was actually because I think it was one of the events that we had last fall semester, to where the machine can't fold it because it was uneven. Like, yeah. So let's just make sure first that the machine can fold it properly. If not, then we would be able to like fold it ourselves. Yeah. So me and Jagan or Commissioner Antoniano are ready for that. So lots of folding. All right, perfect. Now we got that part. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. So we went over diversity calendar and budgets, love in the pack, Black Culture Fest, flyers and posters printing, logistic-wise, budget-wise, and everything like that. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. But other than that, we'll now move on to line item 11, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
I have some public comment.
Yes.
Hey team, Justin Berger for the record again. I want to echo Amy's statements about good job on your events. I've been watching through email notifications and calendar notifications. I'm really excited for the next upcoming events we'll have, and I'll be at Share the Crown on Wednesday. I also want to appreciate Director Navarte for like calling out Ideas Mission during the old business section. I would say pairing that with a retreat, right? the retreat brings momentum and excitement. And so, like, my ploy to all of you would be bring some of that momentum and excitement and pair it with that idea mission as you keep moving forward with what you got going on. So I'm really excited to see what the semester's going to look like. Some ideas of things that y'all were sharing. Be aware that other areas of the CSV do have sticky notes. So if that's something y'all need, you can always ask the front desk. And also for Love in the Pack, I'm a little old school. It might be nice if y'all, like, something that would just require printing. Y'all could print, like, Mad Libs or crosswords or things like that related to love or partnerships or different things like that. So suggestions there. Another suggestion I had while I have the floor is that for Black Culture Festival, since y'all were still talking about food, I would recommend, like, reaching out to some of your connections that you have, or maybe ones that you'll make after Share the Crown on Wednesday, to look at Black-owned businesses in the area, or restaurants or whatever that might be able to provide some catering, whether they would do it for, you know, first number free, or just trying to celebrate their business and things like that by supporting them through Black Culture Festival and the catering. So something y'all might have already considered, but I just wanted to throw out some ideas out there. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Director Navarte, for the record. Thank you so much, Justin. I really appreciate your feedback in regards to that. And just wanted to let you know that we're really excited to working with you this semester as well. So thank you for just being here during our formal meetings and just your presence and all of your feedbacks every single time. It's well appreciated. So thank you again. All right, does anyone have any other comments, concerns, questions in regards to anything? Public comment. All right, seeing none, moving on to everyone's favorite. Okay, adjournment. We'll then move on to line item 12, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 7:54 p.m. On Monday, February 9th, 2026, in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 332, Frankie Sue Dill Pop-Up President Conference Room. And that is it. Thank you all, and thank you, Justin.